you may have forgotten how to do Birchas HaChodesh, because this past Shabbos was the first time we did Birchas HaChodesh in 2 months, the longest span of not doing it, because you don't do for Tishrei, which we'll talk about. But the question is, how exactly and why are you doing this Birchas HaChodesh? It adds 5 minutes to your Shabbos morning davening. You should always know why you do it. So the Yerayim says that one of the Rishonim, he writes, he says, the reason why we announce this Kiddush HaChodesh, Ein Zeh Kiddush. It's not as if we are simulating the time in the Beis HaMikdash where they said, Mekudesh, Mekudesh on the new moon. Don't think that's what this is. Why? Ki Rosh Beis Din Einu Beneinu. We don't have a Rosh Beis Din. V'amitzvah Zos Einu Tuyahu B'Rosh Beis Din. We could only do the mitzvah of saying Mekudesh, Mekudesh, which is what they did when they saw the new moon in the times of Beis HaMikdash, when you have a head of the Beis Din. We don't have a head of the Beis Din. Rather, Tiknua Rishonim Wahagid Olam Rosh Chodesh Lizar Bo V'Tovei Bo. The whole reason why we spend 5 minutes Shabbos morning announcing and saying the Hiratzins and everything like that is just so that you know it's Rosh Chodesh. It's the Ezra's Torah calendar. It's basically publicizing the Ezra's Torah calendar so you know when Rosh Chodesh is. A guy once told me a few months ago now, a guy comes over to me and tells me in the middle of davening, he was away on a business trip, so he forgot Maariv Shachris Mincha Yalav Yalav. What should he do right now? Because he was away in business. So he didn't know it was Rosh Chodesh. He wasn't davening with a minion. He was in the middle of a business trip. So Mamash forgot completely it was Rosh Chodesh. That's why we announced Birchas HaChodesh. So that doesn't happen. So that you could avoid such situations. That's what the Yerayim says. That's his reason. So says the Ar Zeruah and the Shibboleh Leket. I saw this quote in the Sefer Bishvili HaChodesh by Rav Lieberman of, I think, believe Tzfas. He writes, he says, all these Rishonim say it's just a practical reminder for you to remember Rosh Chodesh. Fine. Comes along the Rav Yoh, another Rishon, and listen to this language. He says, the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Hashem, etc. Moedei Hashem asher tikru osam, mikan sherosh Beis Din Omer Mekudesh. From this Pasuk we learn that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the head of the Beis Din would get up and he would pronounce, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, it's a new month, it's Rosh Chodesh. The whole nation answers, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Mikan. From here, Noagu, we have developed the minug, Shemavarchim Bebeis Knesses, that we make a brach in the Beis Knesses, Omachriz Nawachodesh, Misha Asinisim, etc., etc., Rosh Chodesh Biyom Ploni. Clearly, he's learning the reason for our Rosh Chodesh is to simulate, to remind us of the Mekudesh Mekudesh that they did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Similarly, a similar idea is found in Abudraham. The Abudraham says, there's, I think, in Sfardim, any Sfardim in the room here? No, any Sfardim. Apparently, Sfardim in their Birchas HaChodesh add in a bracha for Chachamim. They have like a special Yiratzim that they bless the Chachamim, Chacham. Right? Why? So they suggest in this Birchas HaChodesh, because who was the one who was doing Birchas HaChodesh? The Rosh Beis Din. He was the biggest Chacham out of them all. And therefore, specifically in this bracha, do we bless the Chachamim. Why? Because this is reminiscent, it's to remind us, and really a simulation of what they did in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, Mekudesh, Mekudesh. So therefore, according to the Abudraham and the Ravid, Rav Yoh rather, it's very keyed, it's very specific to remind us what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing to do with practically for us how to know when Rosh Chodesh is, it's for that specific reason.
So why do we do it ahead of when the actual...
Comes along Rav Amram Gon, took the next words out of my mouth, and Rav Amram Gon says, you know when you should do Mekudesh Mekudesh? When Rosh Chodesh itself. He seems to be like that second style, because the reason it makes sense to do it on the Rosh Chodesh itself, if the reason is to simulate, okay, maybe the answer for all those other Rishonim who say it, maybe it's because more people are in shul Shabbos morning than they are Tuesday morning, fine, or Monday morning, whatever it is. So that, but the oneness of what Yossi is saying fits nicely with Rav Amram Gon. Rav Amram Gon says it should be specifically, it was mamish my next sentence, is he says, no, it's excellent. He says it should be on Rosh Chodesh itself, because the reason is to remind you of Rosh Chodesh. Now, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, got two nafkaminas, you.
If you forget to say.
Okay, good. That would be if you forget to say. I was going to do a little bit of a different one, but it's the same idea. I was going to say, if you do it, be yechidus. You have the headache, so you stay home Shabbos morning. You're davening by yourself. Now, should you say the Yiratzins by yourself? Should you say this Birchas HaChodesh by yourself? If you say the reason is just to know when Rosh Chodesh is. If you know when Rosh Chodesh is, you can announce it. You don't need to do it. So that's not the point. But if it's to simulate what they did in the times of the Mikdash, then you should do it. That's what I wanted to suggest. I saw the same for Birchas Gavriel. He alludes to this a little bit, but he doesn't say it exactly like that. I would imagine it's based on these two Tamim, these two Nafkumis. What about, says the Magen, this Halacha is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch at all. Shulchan Aruch does not say to do Birchas HaKodesh. It's the Magen Avram who says, brought down the Mishnah Berurah, the first Halacha of Rosh Chodesh. In case you didn't realize, next few weeks till Chanukah, we'll do Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. We'll do some hot Rosh Chodesh topics. You know, not exactly came with the Dirshu schedule, because Dirshu is now doing Pesach, but I don't know. Unless you want to do Pesach now, I'd rather do Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, and then when we get to Pesach, we'll catch up with Pesach stuff. But, so Hilchos Rosh Chodesh says the first halach of the Mishnah Berurah says, Minug Kad Menenu, it's our early Minug, to bless the Chodesh B'Shabbos of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, etc., except for Tishrei, we'll get to in a second. And he says, the reason for this is because that you should know the halachas. He says, when we call makom, noagu lamod bishas amiris rosh chodesh ponim biyom poni. We stand. Why do we stand? He says, dugmas kiddush hachodesh hayim umad. So the Mishnah Berurah kind of like takes a middle approach. He says, the reason for this birchas hachodesh is to so that you know what the halacha is. But you stand because we also want it to be connected to kiddush hachodesh. If you say the reason is just that you know when Rosh Chodesh is, there's no need to stand when you do it. You stand enough during Musaf. You could sit for birchas hachodesh. Says the Magen Avram, we're choshesh for this second reason as well, and therefore you stand. The problem is that what's the bon kasha there? B'Kiva Eger asks. B'Kiva Eger on this Magen Avram says, it's just not true. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, it's a bon kasha. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, if three of the Beis Din sees the new moon, what happens? One sits down, two of them testify to that one sitting down, but since you need three people, the guy sitting down needs to pull in two buddies. So three Dayanim are walking. Rav Moshe, Rav Aaron, and whatever, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. We're walking, the two, the Beis Din, the head of the Beis Din. They're walking. They all see the new moon, right? So Rav Moshe could sit down. Rav Aaron and Rav Yaakov are going to testify to them, yeah? But Rav Moshe gets two more people to sit down. So this way you have the three Dayanim, but they're sitting down. The Dayanim are sitting down. Says Rabbi Kivegur, it's a bomb kasha. We, Magen Avram says, you stand up when we do it. You all stand on your feet. Why? Because you want to do it reminiscent to what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. That's not what they did in the Beis Hamikdash. They were sitting down, yeah?
Four answers.
Good. Four answers. One, number one, yeah. But afterwards, they said a bracha ba'amida. They made a bracha on the Birchas HaChodesh. This I saw in the Sefer Birchas Gavriel. I'm going to summarize you as four answers. Number one, they did the bracha ba'amida afterwards. Number two, you could say, yeah, after they heard the testimony, they stood up and said, Mekodesh, Mekodesh. So, okay, answer number three, who says we're the Dayanim? We're simulating either the Edim or B'nai Yisrael, the nation who's standing around. The nation was all gathered around watching. Four answers for why we do it standing up. Fine. Final point. Final, last two points. Number one point is, so why by Tishrei do we not do it? No, the whole reason why I have to do the shir is because we forgot how to do it. So why Tishrei? So three reasons are given for that. Number one, brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, is because the pasuk says, "Bakesa liyom chagenu." Tishrei is supposed to be hidden, so therefore kesa, so therefore we won't do it. Number one. Number two is, because what was the reason why we said you do Kiddush HaChodesh according to the people know. You know when Rosh Hashanah is? I've never heard anyone come to me and say, whoops, I was on a business trip. I missed all of Rosh Hashanah. Now, you got to be pretty removed from Yiddishkeit to have that situation. So therefore, says the Shaar HaTzion, you don't need to do it. It alludes to that. Reason number three is, well, Arve V'Satan. You know, that's the answer for everything in the month of Tishrei. So Arve V'Satan, so we throw him off a little bit. We want to do something crazy. Look, it definitely throws him off. Final point is wild. This is a little bit beyond my pay grade here. But they saw B'nai Yisrael quoting the Sefer Tashas Larosho, but Pinchas Zvichi on Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. If you ever notice, I never chap this, it says 11 Chaim, as you say. I don't know about Sfar, Nisach Sfar. And Nisach Ashkenaz, you take the sitter and you look at Nisach Ashkenaz, right? It says in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, it says, we say it here, you'll count, someone count for me, but it says, here, you say, here, okay. So Chaim Aruchim, that's one. Chaim Shal Shalom is two. Chaim Shal Tova is three. Chaim Shal Bracha is four. Chaim Shal Parnas is five. Chaim Shal Chivat Tzomas is six. Chaim Sheish Bemir Shemaim Riras Chet is seven. Chaim Shem Ben Busha Chlima is eight. Chaim Shal Shavachavit is nine. Chaim Shede Banam Vis Torah Viras Shemaim is ten. And Chaim Shemaim Shal Sabinu Tov is 11. Why 11 times? 11 months that we do it. We don't do Tishrei. Well, do we be okay? I don't know. Kukasha. Yeah, but so that's each one. And then I saw in the Sefer, this B'nai quotes B'nai Sasri, Mamish goes through and the ones that we say, how each one correlates to every month. That's above my Havana of, you know, Nistar. But I think the simplification, that's what we do 11 times. I mean, I never understood why we say all these chaims. It's Pashup Pshat. It makes a lot of sense. 11 times that we do Berchus HaKadosh. Shkoyach. 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 Shkoyach